So good to have you guys here. I want to welcome especially our teens here today. My name is Kevin. I am not a youth pastor, but I have been told numerous times that I'm a youthful pastor. So glad to be here sharing that with you today. I know that our bylaws were changed just recently from senior pastor to lead pastor because they thought senior pastor didn't suit me that well because I just looked too young. But anyway, I wish it was true. But we're going to do a bit of an icebreaker today. This is a Teen's Choice series, and they have come up with some questions. But we have an icebreaker that we're going to do, and I'm going to be asking you guys to stand up and do some things. We're going to be listening to some music, and you don't have to stand up. Either way, you're going to feel awkward whether you sit down or stand up. So I would advise you stand up. You don't have to. But this is what's going to happen, because I'm actually one of the worst at things like this, okay? If you ever watch me try to clap, I miss the beat all the time. Okay, so we're going to listen to music, and as the music's going, you can clap, right? You can maybe dance. You can do something like that. You can raise your hands. You can walk around. You can do whatever you want, or you can just sit there and just look awkward. It's kind of up to you. Okay, so we're going to have some energy in here, so stand up and let's get this music going. Don't necessarily follow me. Let's go. There we go. Let's see you moving. Come on. Yeah, you guys are good. I'm actually really impressed. Anyone to break out up here? Carly, come on. Come on up here, Carly. Nope. We've actually got a really good beat. Woo! We're going to do this until it feels a bit awkward. Hands up if it's awkward. Okay, we're gonna keep going. We're gonna keep going. It's not awkward enough. Awkward yet? We're gonna do the whole song. Man, you guys are amazing. It's over. Good place to end? Yeah, let's stop it there. Give yourselves a hand. That was really, really good. That was so good. And I just want to ask you guys a few questions. How many of you just love that so much? How many of you maybe weren't big fans of it? Yeah. A couple people. How many people felt like that was kind of awkward? Not many. See, now a few of you, and I felt honestly kind of awkward up here because I'm not really much of a dancer, and I hope, did I look awkward a little bit? I had to be in front of everyone, so that made me feel a little bit awkward. But I thought it was kind of fun, and the announcement is we're going to do something like that every Sunday. Beyond that, I just wanted to introduce some feelings of group dynamics and what it feels like to fit in or not fit in. And when a group is doing something, what it looks like when you're not doing it, but other people are. A few of you chose to sit down. That might have felt awkward. A few of you stood up because everyone else did. Some of you just loved it. It was all different. But we kind of do things to fit in, don't we? We ask this question, what do I have to do to fit in? And actually, you might be asking, if it's your first time at First Baptist, what do I have to do to fit in here at First Baptist? Today is Teen's Choice, and the questions that they are asking us, first one is this, what does it mean to be in the world, but not of it? That's the first question. What does it mean to be in the world, but not of it? I love the question. I think it's a very practical question. I think as we journey through life and our neighborhoods and just all of our relationships, we have this question, we have this rub with people. What does it mean to be in the world but not of it? And if you're a teenager, you might be asking the question based on specific things. What does it mean to be in the world but not of it at school? And I love the way they asked this question too, because it was not just in the sense of what's in it for me, but how do I not make my friends feel like they're being rejected? So there are questions like, what if my friends are all going and they're vaping, and I don't want to vape, but I don't want to make my friends feel like I'm being a snob. What do I do? It's a really good question. It's a fair question. There's questions that some of you might relate to who are have a little bit more mileage in you. But remember that, you know, there were pressures to go to parties and stuff that maybe you felt uncomfortable to go to a party, but your friends wanted you to, and you wanted to fit in. You didn't want to make them feel bad. There's also issues now of, like, maybe taking pictures and forwarding pictures, but you don't want to, but somehow you feel pressured to do that. These are things that people do sometimes to fit in. And for all of us, though, there's a challenge, and I think it happens even in churches, because we have assumptions about what it means to belong to a church, what it means to belong and fit into a group of people. We have assumptions, and sometimes we behave towards those assumptions. Sometimes we do things to fit in. Sometimes we alienate whole groups of people in the hopes of fitting in. Sometimes we act certain ways around our Christian friends because we want to fit in this group. There's pressures all around. And I think fundamentally, this question, where do I fit in, is a question of belonging. I think fundamentally it's a question of where do I belong and what does it mean for me to belong? Deep, true belonging. What is that? Because no matter what age you are, we all have this deep desire to belong somewhere. Not just fit in, but belong. We all want to belong. It's in us, it's part of human nature to belong. So you guys, teens, great question for all of us. I think we can relate to that question. It's a question that thinkers and philosophers and people in the Bible have been struggling with for years. What does it mean to belong? What is this tension between fitting in and being a Christian? What does that look like? How can I be different but not weird? Some of you might have felt weird today. I felt a bit weird, but at least I wasn't different. Sometimes the question's backwards. How can I be different but not weird? Anyway. That made sense to me when I said it, but anyway, I appreciate the question. And I want to tell you guys that I feel like I understand what it means to not belong. My parents moved around a lot when I was a child. And when I was 12 years old, we left Vernon and moved to Hawaii. And we went to this missionary thing called Youth with a Mission. And uprooted ourselves, and I don't have a lot of memories of that, although it was difficult. And then we came back to Vernon, and I was put in this private school. I want to show you a picture of that private school. I'm in that picture. I'm in brown. We had to wear we had this dress code that we all wore these brown pants and white shirts and brown vests. And we tried to rock it, but we just couldn't. It's really hard. Like, even back then, that was not cool. And wherever we went in the city, people knew that we just didn't belong, that we were from that weird school. And that was my whole class. Like, that was the grades 7 to 12. That's all of us there. So there weren't a lot of us. And still need some prayer and healing over those experiences.
of that time in that private school.
So as if that wasn't enough, actually, those brown outfits and feeling a little odd that you don't fit in when you walk downtown and you're dressed like that. In my grade 12 year, my parents decided to go back to Hawaii. So we moved back to Hawaii. And again, I didn't feel like I fit in because we moved to this place, like, you know, something's weird where the place, when the place you moved to is called a base. That's not normal. We lived on a base, a compound. Again, this was Youth with a Mission, but it's hard to make friends with the neighbors when you live in a compound. Have you ever tried it? It's a bit weird. So we didn't really know our neighbors. And I remember the first day of school, the school bus came, and I jumped on that school bus, and I went to the high school in Hawaii. And I was the only white guy in the bus, and I didn't even speak the same way they spoke, and I stuck out like a sore thumb. So I went from brown to white, and it was a tough time. My grad class, I was the, there's me. There's my, so I don't really look like I quite work in Hawaiian outfit. That's my Hawaiian grad tuxedo. And I remember that day, not really with fondness, but just, it was just kind of an awkward day, that grad day. So I went to that, and after that graduation, we moved back to Vernon. And I'll tell you that I felt like I didn't belong. I felt like I was kind of placeless. So this weird school to Hawaii and back, and I felt really placeless. And I remember that I was struggling to belong, you know, just doing things that I needed to do to try to belong. And I think that a lot of my struggles from the age 18 to 22, when I look back, were struggles of identity and belonging, trying to figure out where I belonged and how I belonged, and not really having a place. So I think I feel like I know what it means to not belong, and I know how important it is to belong, and the drive and desire that we have to try and fit in. Because we all need a place to belong. We all need a place where people accept us for who we are and where we can let our guards down. And it's not always the place we think it is. This is a profound question. Where do I belong? What does it mean to belong that the Bible talks about? Today we're looking at 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 12, and there's this guy, Peter, he was a fisherman, and he's this guy that Jesus recruited. So imagine you're a fisherman, you're used to like gutting fish and having stinky hands all the time, and you got this job that's just kind of normal, catching fish, selling fish, done it for generations, and this guy calls you to go and be part of his team, his discipleship team. So this is what Peter does. And he's writing this book to a group of early Christians who are probably struggling with the same questions that our teens raised. What does it mean to be in the world, but not of it? What does it mean for me to be a Christian in the marketplace at school? What does it mean? How do I interact with people? What does it mean to belong? Where do I fit? He's got some really amazing, profound advice for us. I'd love you to listen to this from the perspective of knowing that who he wrote to had similar concerns that we do. This is starting in the middle of verse 9. You are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors, then even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will give honor to God when he judges the world. You know, I think that message is timeless, and the message to us today, as it was then, is that you are valuable. You are so precious. And you are loved and you are called and can make a difference in the world. It's a message for us all today, and I know that maybe a lot of us have heard these words, but I'm just going to tell you it's a lifelong journey to feel these words deep down inside, because a lot of us know these words, but I don't know how deeply we feel these words, that we are valuable, loved, and can make a difference. And it's a lifelong journey to go deeper and deeper into those words of truth. There's a thing about fitting in. I think we shouldn't try to fit in. I think we should aim to belong. You know, one of the problems with fitting in is that the harder you try to fit in, the less you'll find that you fit in. So you have to try harder to fit in. And then you'll find out that you aren't fitting in, so you have to try harder to fit in. It becomes a cycle, and you become addicted to this effort to fit in. You know, when I came back from Hawaii, I remember the effort to try to fit in. And I found that I was good at doing some stuff. I was good at, it's not really a skill, I guess, but I was good at lifting weights. So I did that a lot. And I kind of found an identity in that. And I found an identity in going to parties because that's what people did. And I also found that you could... I put that in there, but you caught me by surprise. That's good, thank you. I was one of those guys. And I also found an identity, believe it or not, I was a bouncer in a nightclub. Right? Very similar job description to what I have now. Just, this is a bit expanded. I didn't have any public speaking. So I did these things because I wanted to fit in. But it's a slide, like there's another slide coming up. It's not easy to see, but there's a white duck with an afro trying to fit in with the other ducks. And that's what happens when you try too hard to fit in. It just becomes obvious that you're trying to fit in and you actually don't even really belong. I know that there's efforts for people to fit in to the church too. I know that the church hasn't always been a safe place for people. And we want to make that a difference. I know that church culture has been sometimes that you don't ask certain questions. I know that people have been told to be quiet. I know that sometimes there's pressure to talk in a certain spiritual way in church communities. And I know that all of this can lead to a lack of authenticity in the journey that we're all on together to belong. And we want to change that. And I know that there's this pretending that can happen, pretending that you're perfect, that you've got it all together. That's about fitting in, not belonging. And we want to be a people of belonging. So I'd like to ask you guys to do something, again, that's not quite as wild as the music, but break out into tiny little groups of three, find someone close to you. And I've got this question for you to ask. Can you talk about ways you felt pressure to fit in? I don't care where it is. You can talk about whatever you want. We're just going to do this for a couple minutes. Whoever's beside you, ways that you felt pressure to fit in. Okay, let's do that now. Okay, you guys, I love the energy in the room, but just like we had to end that music session, we have to end this too. You guys have done an awesome job. You had no trouble getting into groups and talking about it. And I think that you probably found in your discussions that there is a difference between fitting in and belonging. A bit of overlap, but there's some difference between fitting in and belonging. Fitting in is about finding ways not to stick out. Fitting in is fundamentally about denying your identity and pushing that down. Finding ways not to stick out. And the problem with fitting in is that once you start trying to fit in, you no longer belong because you've tried so hard to fit in. There's a difference between fitting in and belonging. And this is what we learn about belonging today in the Bible. Belonging is about identity. It's about safety. and it's about contribution. So belonging is about identity. And that identity tells us that you, each of us, and us collectively, we are valuable. Each one of you here is created in the image of God. And that is one of the foundational things about what it means to be human. It means you have complete dignity as a human being and value. Every one of us is created in the image of God, and you're unique. And that uniqueness is amazing and needs to be celebrated. And if you are a follower of Jesus, you're called a child of God. And that brings that uniqueness to another level, I think. You're unique, but maybe you're a bit uniquer, because being a child of God actually gives us this imperative that we are to live the way Jesus lived and live according to a different set of ethics, which makes us aliens, foreigners, extraterrestrials, temporary residents. Those are the words the Bible uses for that. And that puts tension between us and the world. Doesn't mean we're weird. Some of you, maybe. Maybe a little bit weird. Maybe I'm a little weird. I don't know. But not necessarily. But it puts tension between those things. You know, Peter calls us to be temporary residents and foreigners, because we are part of a different kingdom. We have a different king. And the king gives different orders than the prime minister sometimes. Puts it in tension. So followers of Jesus are extraterrestrial. That's kind of cool, right? I love that, being extraterrestrial. I'm not from this place here. I don't know what kind of accent that was. Cindy tells me that all my accents sound the same. But it means we live by the values of Jesus and the kingdom of God. Anyway, there's another one. Belonging equals safety. And that means that you are loved. And when you're loved, you're free to be you. Without safety, you can't be yourself. You're just trying to fit in. But with safety, you're free to let everything show and be who you are. And that means you can flourish. When you're safe, you're free to be you. And that means that you can be authentic. Therefore, as God's body, as his people, we are called to be a people of safety so that people can be authentic. It needs to be a safe group of people, not a dangerous group of people. We need to feel safe so that we can be who we are and be authentic. Belonging also equals contribution. It means that you can make a difference. It means that you can make a difference because we're going to help you step out and take some risks and do things that maybe you thought you couldn't do. That's what the body of Christ does, is we step out together and help each other step out. When you're safe, you can take a risk. That's what belonging does. If you're safe, you can take a risk and step out. And that stepping out means that we look for ways to show God's justice. That alien justice, right? The justice from a different kingdom. We show that in the world. We show what it looks like when people live under the king's reign. And we show mercy. We look for ways to show love because we're safe to do that. So, you're an alien. Now what? We are all aliens together. We're aliens together. I think that's good. And I want to say that our faith is not about what we don't do, but about what we do. There's a bit of that in there. But when the faith is defined by what we don't do, it makes things difficult to figure out. But I think aliens ask these questions. Does what I'm doing increase my love and respect for myself? Forgot to hit big font on that one. Does it increase my love for my neighbor? And does it increase my love for God? Those are questions that we need to ask when we're trying to do something that might feel like we're trying to fit in. Does it do these things? Does it increase my love for myself, for others, and for God? It needs to answer those questions in a positive way. you know what? I don't want you to fit in. I want you to belong. We all need to belong because we say, our teens and all of you here, you are valuable. You are so valuable. You have so much worth. And we say that you are loved. We want to stand behind you. And we believe that you can make a difference in the world. And I think all these things come together and help you to step out. And I actually think that you guys, even just being here, is kind of challenging me a little bit. Like, I'm kind of sweating a little bit up here. Like, how do I do this to this group of people? It's a bit different for me. So thank you for that. I think it's really good. You challenge all of us to think things differently. And we want more of that. And our responsibility is to be a safe place for you where you can flourish. That's for all of us, but I want to say that to the teens today. That's our responsibility. We want you to feel like you belong. And I want to make a mutual commitment up here with you guys that we are all going to strive to be that people of safety, people of belonging, not a people of fitting in. Fitting in isn't what we want. We want to belong. So today, as we go from here, and as we come back, and as we journey in our lives and our neighborhoods, don't fit in. Belong. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God of belonging. And belonging is so close to your heart. Father, you invite us to belong with you, and we are to invite others to belong with us and extend that belonging that's based on each person's amazing worth and value. Help us as a church to take steps in that direction of true belonging. In your name we pray. Amen.